Good morning, Jock.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I'm so happy to be talking to you. I'm a huge fan of MasterChef, and I'm a huge fan of you as a judge and mentor on the show.
Thank you. I've got to say, thanks very much. It's like, you know, MasterChef is such an amazing show. It's something that I grew up watching. It's something that my kids have grown up watching with me, both overseas and here. So to be standing at the top of the room and one of the judges is... it's a pretty amazing experience to find myself in.
Yeah, you know, you had big shoes to fill when Gary, George and Matt left, but I think you and Melissa and Andy, you've just done an amazing job. I find myself not in any disrespect, not thinking about Gary, George and Matt.
the boys were fantastic, and, you know, what a show they made for 11 years. You know, brilliant, it has to be said, and it really made... everyone noticed that MasterChef Australia really was the one. You know, it was the format that was most enjoyed all over the world. And so, yeah, sure, you know, big shoes to fill, definitely, and to care for a show that has so many people working on it as well. You know, the MasterChef family, as we talk about, there's 100 people on set, there's 100 people in an edit suite. It's a big juggernaut of a machine that works seamlessly to make that show happen and for people to enjoy it, not just here in Australia, but all over the world. And so, yeah, to be a part of it, I'm under no illusion that even though I'm a judge on there, I am one very small link in the chain.
But you know what I love? When someone leaves the MasterChef kitchen, I just love the way that you give them a great send-off. You're so good at that.
I think it's just because I've got a loud voice. I think it's, you know, I've got a belief that nobody really loses in MasterChef. You know, I think it doesn't matter if you're the first one to leave the kitchen or the last. We've seen over the years of MasterChef Australia, people carve themselves out a career in food. And so, and it doesn't matter. They didn't have to win it in order for that to happen. And so... You know, I it is sad when, and sometimes for them it's a shock that they've been eliminated and they got to go home. And I don't want that moment to be a negative in the path moving forward after MasterChef. I want them to remember it as being a brilliant moment. And so to hear me bellow the name out and everyone give them a real round of applause and a hoo-ha, I think is important. It's an important message of positivity while they leave the kitchen that we're celebrating the time that they spend with us.
Yeah, just for them to even get there to be in the kitchen is just incredible.
Yeah, I you're not wrong. I think, you know, if you make an application for MasterChef, you get all the action process and you're doing pretty well to be with you, the top home cooks in the country, that mission. But then to get anywhere, once you start, you know, on a game, as it were, you're in the MasterChef kitchen, you're intimidated by, you know, the room itself, you're intimidated by your fellow contestants, by the judges, by the thought of cooking and being judged, by guest chefs that come in with challenges, with, you know, there is behind the scenes sort of, you know, thought processes that go on with contestants too, where, you know, they really think about, oh, you know, when this goes to air, you know, what's someone going to think because I split the beurre blanc, or, you know, and that becomes a challenge for some people in their own head.
Mm.
So, yeah, if you get anywhere near the top 24, you know, you're an incredible cook.